2009 metai gruodžio 13 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharatą. Versta Krishna Dharmas Prabhu, pirmą dalį, 17 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Rajasujos aukojimas. Shishupala railed on, insulting both Bhishma and Krishna. In his opinion, the so-called wonderful deeds Bhishma had described were nothing. Anyone could have done them. What was so amazing about lifting a small hill for a few days or killing a few inferior demons? O wretch, although you pose as virtuous and learned, we can see your real nature. You are sinful and ignorant. Only because you are impotent have you taken your famous vow of celibacy. You deserve to die at the hands of these kings. Nu va, čia užžeidimai, reiškia, tu priėmėjai celibatą dėl to, kad impotentas. Dažnai žmonės, vat, anksčiau būdavo tokiu atveju, kada galvot ant tų vienuolių pasakytavo, jeigu jie laikosi celibato, tai gal jie kitos orientacijos arba gal impotentai. Ir kas dar įdomiausias, kad yra kaip pavydė, tu numenkini kitos žmogaus darbus. Tau jie atrodo iš tikrųjų nereikšmingi, nors įsivaizduok, laikyti kalną 7 dienas ant kairės rankos mažo pirštelio išlaikyti. Ir ne taip, taigi čia yra jau dieviškas žygis. Va, čia, sako, kažkokį kalniuką. Tuo metu kalnas buvo kažkiek tai kilometrų aukščių. Ir iš kiek Kali Jugos, va, kai Krišna buvo. Gordano kalnas nebuvo kalva, buvo kalnas. O demonus, kuriuos Krišna nužudė, tokie kaip Kamsa, buvo labai galingi demonai, galingi karaliai. Hearing his noble grandfather insulted so grievously, Bhima became enraged. His large eyes, resembling lotus petals, expanded even further in anger, and they turned coppery red. His brow wrinkled into three lines, and he ground his teeth. He stood up, appearing like death preparing to swallow every creature at the end of the yuga. But Bhishma caught him by the hand and restrained him. He appeased Bhima with gentle counsel. Like the ocean unable to transgress its shores, Bhima felt unable to disobey the Kuru elder. He sat down again, glaring at Shishupala. Shishupala laughed. Release him, Bhishma. Let all these kings see him burned down by my prowess as an insect is destroyed by fire.
Kshatrijų kalba taip pat įdomiausia. Tokia aštri kaip strėlės.
Bhima again started up, but Bhishma stopped him with a glance. Fixing Shishupala with his angry eyes, he then began to narrate the Chedi monarch's history. Shishupala had been born with 3 eyes and 4 arms. Oh! As soon as he took birth, he screamed and brayed like an ass. An invisible voice from the heavens prophesied that he would grow up powerful and fearless, but that one day he would be killed by a great hero. When Shishupala's mother had asked the voice who that hero would be, the voice replied that the child's extra arms and third eye would disappear when he was placed upon the lap of the person who would one day kill him. This came to pass when young Shishupala was placed upon Krishna's lap.
Įdomu, įdomu. Reiškia, jau buvo taip atsitikę ir Krishna, reiškia, turbūt Bhishma žinojo šitą istoriją.
Horrified when she realized that Krishna would kill her son, Shishupala's mother had begged, please grant me a boon, O Krishna. Pardon my son for the offenses he may commit against you. I desire his welfare and long life.
Krishna replied, O blessed lady, even when Shishupala deserves to be killed, I will forgive him. Indeed, I shall tolerate 100 offenses from him. Okay?
Krishna toleruoja 100 žydimų. Bhishma concluded, this wretch is thus destined to be killed by Krishna. His time has come. Therefore, he roars like this, caring nothing for ourselves or the infallible and unknowable Krishna. A man on the verge of death loses his senses and will say nothing, and will say anything. Shishupala again attacked Bhishma, delivering another harsh speech. Bhishma waited for him to finish and replied calmly, O Chedi king, cease your rantings. There will never be an end to arguments, for words may always be answered with words.
Oi, kaip gražiai pasakyta. Žodžiais visą laiką. Žodžius galima atsakyti žodžiais.
Here is Govinda. Let anyone who opposes him stand now before him in battle. Thus you will attain liberation, your soul entering his transcendental body.
Matai, Bhishma nenorėjo, kad Bhima kautųsi, dėl to, kad jis žinojo, kad Krishna nužudysi.
Shishupala roared like an enraged lion. Then Krishna spoke so that everyone could hear. This cruel-hearted man is my aunt's son. Yet, he always wishes me and my relatives ill. Once, when I was away from Dvaraka, he came and set fire to my city. He killed many citizens and took away many more in chains. This wretch even stole saintly Akrura's wife. On another occasion, cunningly disguising himself, he ravished the princess of Vishala, who was the intended bride of the Kurusha king. Obviously, desiring a speedy death, he even tried to possess the chaste Rukmini. I have tolerated these and numerous other insults at his hands only because I made a promise to my aunt. But I promised to bear only 100 insults. That number has now become full. I shall therefore slay Shishupala now in your presence.
Oh, Krishna laikos savo žodžio. Having heard Krishna's words, the kings reapproached Shishupala, but he merely laughed and said, O Krishna, how do you speak of Rukmini, who was intended for me, but whom you stole by slyness and deceit? You cannot call yourself a man. Do whatever you will. Whether you are angry or friendly, what harm can you do me?
Shishupala buvo visiškai išprotėjusi. As Shishupala spoke, Krishna thought of his discus weapon, the Sudarshana chakra. It immediately appeared in his hand and Krishna raised it above his head. Releasing the chakra, he said, I have kept my promise to my aunt. Shishupala's offenses have now exceeded the number specified and now I will kill him.
Na jo, Krishna yra toks tikslus. Ir kažkaip aš dabar būtent šitoj vietoj pagalvoju apie Krishna kaip paramatmą, kada jisai kontroliuoja visatos dėsnius, kurie yra tikslus iki milijardinių, mili dalelių. Jis viską gali, jis tobulas matematikas, tobulas fizikas, tobulas astronomas, tobulas kūrėjas. Taigi procesai, kurie vyksta mūsų smegenyse, neuronų judėjimas, ten mili sekundės dalim viskas suskaičiuota. Vien žmogui nuo kėdės nulipusi atsistojus ant kojų, įvyksta daug milijonų reakcijų viduj, smegenyse. Čia imam tik vieną žmogų, kurių yra daug, 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 milijonai, milijardai, nekalbant apie paukščius, žvėris, žuvis, taip toliau, augalus.
The chakra left Krishna's hand and streaked toward Shishupala, even as he continued his tirade. The king tried desperately to draw his sword to fend off the chakra, but the powerful disc weapon was too swift. It caught him on the neck and immediately severed his head from his body. The mighty king fell like a cliff struck by a thunderbolt. As he dropped to the ground, a fearful effulgence was seen to leave his body and enter into Krishna. Rain fell from a cloudless, thundering sky, and the earth trembled. No one spoke. Shishupala's supporters were angry, but dared say nothing. The rishis, however, were pleased by Krishna's act and praised him for it. Gradually, the assembly became peaceful again. Yudhishthira ordered his brothers to perform Shishupala's funeral ceremony without delay. He then installed Shishupala's son as king of Chedi, and the last ceremonies were performed to complete the Rajasuya. Along with Draupadi, Yudhishthira took the final ritualistic bath in the sacred Yamuna, and the sacrifice was over. After some days, the kings departed for their own kingdoms. The Pandavas accompanied them to the outskirts of Indraprastha, then bid them farewell. Yudhishthira begged Krishna to stay longer, however, and he consented, although he sent his party back to Dwaraka, while he and his queens remained behind. During his stay in Indraprastha, Krishna was personally served by Draupadi, and he developed much affection for the Pandava queen. One day, when she had served him some fruits, he began paring them with a knife. Suddenly, the knife slipped and he nicked his finger. Blood flowed from the cut, and seeing this, Draupadi immediately tore a piece from her fine sari and handed it to him to bandage his finger. Taking the cloth, Krishna smiled and said, "O gentle lady, I will surely repay this gift of your sari." Draupadi looked down modestly and thanked Krishna, who wrapped his finger with the strip of silk. He then stood up and left the room.
Nu, tikrai nektaras. Krishna atliko žmogaus vaidmenį, reiškia, šio kūno bėga kraujas, jis įsipjauna į pirštą. Ne? Bet tas kraujas nebuvo materialus, buvo dvasinis. Nereikia galvoti, kad kraujas negali būti dvasinis, irgi gali būti dvasinis kraujas. Jis vaidino žmogaus rolę, jis turėjo kraujo, įsipjovęs. Ir čia bus ta istorija, kai Draupadi su savo sariu davė užsirišti pirštą. Tai po to Krishna taps beribiu sariu, kai nuo Draupadės šitie kauravai bandys nuplėšti, nuimti sarį, nuvilkti. Krishna tada pavirs begaliniu sariu ir kiek jie bevilktų, jie negalės nuvilkti. Labai gražu. Kas liečia dėl Šišupalas, kiek supratau, jisai įsiliejo į Krišnos kūną. Jis gavo turbūt nesutikras tą besmenį išsivadavimą. Jis spindėsi įsiliejo Krišnas. Tai jis daug, netgi žaidėjai Krišna apdovanoja. Tai ką kalbėt apie baktus. Nustabus kūrinys Mahabharata, reiks skaityti. Ir matom, kad Krišna yra toks asmeniškas su visais, jisai viską įsidėmė, jisai viską mato širdį pilnai. Ir jeigu mes nors ir kažką nedaug darysim, kaip Draupadi, tai kokiu vaisiu jam pasiūlyto, tai ką mes paliksim pėtsaką Krišna širdį. Ir Krišna atkreips vieną dieną į mus žvilgsnį. Hare Krishna, kitą kartą skaitysim 18 skyrių.